Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. February 23rd in Russia is День защитников Отечества, Defender of the Fatherland Day, the latest iteration of a holiday that began in 1922 as День Красной Армии, Red Army Day, and then underwent name changes as armies and regimes fell, rose, had new purposes, and new official titles. But for most of the last 100 years, conscription was universal, and so the day to celebrate veterans was really the day to celebrate men. Today, my sense is that fewer men get together with their old army buddies to drink, eat, and generally carouse, sometimes with a banya, the bathhouse, playing a major role. But there are still congratulatory phone calls, gifts, usually potable and potent, and women spending many hours in kitchens preparing the favorite meals of their menfolk. And so it seems like the perfect occasion to discuss what to call the men in your life. Because it's Russian, it's not quite as simple as you think. Let's begin with your husband. You call him мой муж, my husband, right? As in, моего мужа сейчас нет дома, но я скажу, что вы зашли. My husband isn't home right now, but I'll tell him that you stopped by. There is nothing wrong with that if you're young and just starting out in life and your careers, or if you're talking to a neighbor or a friend. But when you and your husband are older, and when he is a distinguished professor of widget optimization, and the World Widget Society is on the line, then he is not мой муж. Then he is Ivan Petrovich. That is, the proper way to refer to him is by name and patronymic. Ivan Petrovich не может подойти к телефону, но я обязательно скажу, что вы звонили. Ivan Petrovich can't come to the phone right now, but I'll be sure to tell him that you called. For unarticulated cultural reasons, referring to your husband to outsiders as супруг, spouse, супружник, my dear spouse, отец, father, or папа, папа, is definitely de classe. And unless you are on your honeymoon, don't even think of calling him мой спутник жизни, my life companion, or моя половина, my other half. It's just so not done. Moving on to the more general categories of men, мужчина and мужик. Both mean man. The first, мужчина, is the generic descriptive word, what you call a man you don't know or have no emotional or other connection to. Кто звонил? Не знаю. Какой ты мужчина? Перезвонить. Who called? I don't know. Some man. He'll call back. If you know the man or want to give more information about him, you can start playing around with diminutive forms. Is he a big hulking guy? Then he's мужичище. Он очень сердечный, хотя и грубоватый мужичище. He's very sincere, even though he's a rather coarse hulk of a guy. Or is he a little man? Then he's мужичок or мужичонка. Он перерос свои 15 лет, взрослый маленький мужичок с грубоватыми руками. He was bigger than his 15 years, a grown-up little fellow with rough hands. This can also be used for someone who is small in some figurative way, the kind of little man you don't notice, or someone who isn't very important. На соседнем сиденье сидит мужичок-грибник в резиновых сапогах и с ведром. In the passenger seat was some guy who was going to forage for mushrooms. He was wearing rubber boots and holding a bucket. Мужик is a trickier word. We all know that once upon a time it referred to a peasant man. Орловский мужик невелик ростом. The peasant men of Орлов aren't tall. And then it referred to any uneducated or uncultured man who had coarse manners and appearance. На кой черт мужикам надо было переться бомжевать тут? Why the hell do these bums come here to find a place to sleep? And here is a distinction about the mayor of St. Petersburg, Anatoly Sobchak, that illustrates one person's understanding of mujik and mushchina. Sobchak был не мужиком, а именно мужчиной. Sobchak wasn't some yokel, he was a gentleman. But for other people, mujik can be a positive description, something like a real man or a real Russian man, with connotations of strength, morality, and honesty. Ирина вдруг увидела в нем массу достоинств, немногословный, честный, трудяга, а главное – мужик. Ирина suddenly saw he had a slew of good qualities – reticent, honest, hard-working, and the main thing, salt of the earth. If Irina's beloved were Jewish, we'd call him a mensch. And then there is the offhand friendly mujiki guys. You call out to the men chugging down beers as they work the shashlik grill. Hey, mujiki, как там наш shashlik? Hey, guys, how's the meat coming along? Older fellows include дядя and дядка, both of whom are uncles of a sort. Дядя is the word you use to describe your relative, дядя Вова, for example. But the neighbor's little girl, who is totally unrelated to your uncle Вова, might call him that too. Дядя Вова научил меня плавать. Uncle Вова taught me how to swim. And although this seems to be less common these days, it's still the polite way to refer to or to address an unknown older man. Постой в очереди за этим дядей. Get in line behind that man. Дядя, вы уронили печатку. Mister, you dropped a glove. Although дядка sounds like an affectionate diminutive, it generally has more negative connotations, perhaps because before the 1917 revolution, дядка was a servant who looked after the little boys and noble families, either at home or at university and in the army. Today it can have the sense of an irrelevant old man. Стоят у мавзолея недовольные раскормленные дядки. Very well-fed old geezers are standing by the mausoleum and looking mighty unhappy. Познакомил ее с какими-то дядками. Они целовали ей руку и говорили «мадам». He introduced her to some old guys who kissed her hand and called her «madame». Or it could just be an older gent. Там стоял дядка, раздавал листовки. An old man was standing there handing out flyers. And finally, there is one last kind of дядка, who famously lives in Kiev. He is part of the expression «в огороде бузина, а в Киеве дядка». Literally, there's elderberry in the garden and an old guy in Kiev. Makes no sense, right? It's not supposed to. It's what you say when your interlocutor says something ridiculous or compares apples and oranges. But I hope that that дядка in Kiev had someone to raise a glass with on Saturday. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!